to inspire confidence and trust in health IT, as well as electronic health information exchange by making sure that the information is private and secure wherever it is transmitted. We have noticed in particularly at the end of last year, that the adoption of mobile devices is really skyrocketing. And ensuring the proper security doesn't seem to be keeping pace with the adoption of these devices. So what we want to do with this project is to recognizing that there's great potential for the use of these devices, we still want to make sure that they're properly secured. This aligns really well with the way the HIPAA privacy and security rules are written, that they ensure that information can flow freely, but in a protected manner. So what the project, this particular project's goal is to identify the security issues that exist with these mobile technologies and to talk to experts in the field to identify good practices for securing information with mobile technology, to collate those best practices or good practices, and to present them in a really practical way to providers in particular so that they know how to use these things in a secure fashion.
So we're talking about mobile devices carried by healthcare practitioners primarily, or by patients, the end user of all this data themselves?
There are concerns with both aspects of the mobile devices, but this particular project is focused on the provider aspect because we believe that that is the area that needs the most attention first.
And how are providers using mobile devices at this point?
Well, that's one of the things that we hope to get a little bit more information on, but we do know that a lot of providers are moving to laptops, personal digital assistants, smartphones. Tablets are really taking off for a variety of reasons. One is that I just read over the weekend is that providers like the tablets because they remind them of the chart that they take into the office with them. So it's very familiar kind of presentation to them, and they really like using them. And the question is, are they using them in a secure fashion?
And you said security is not keeping pace. It doesn't seem to be with the adoption of these devices. Is that because these devices are being sort of shoehorned into a sensitive data environment that they weren't necessarily designed for? Or is it that there are security practices and procedures happening out there, but just not in a unified, cohesive, standardized fashion?
I think it's a little bit of both. The devices are really being adopted very rapidly in a new field. So tablets aren't the widespread use of tablets is not that old to begin with, but using it in the health field is really new. So people are just they've just adopted this technology really quickly, and what we've heard is that in some places there hasn't been a whole lot of thought given to how you integrate all this exciting new technology into established security practices and frameworks.
We're speaking with Joy Pritt. She is Chief Privacy Officer for the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology at HHS. With data going around about patients on all these tablets, then the concern is the wireless aspect of the way these devices transmit data, or that a doctor could simply lose track of something so small.
Well, there are a lot of issues, I think, that the mobile devices raise, and we are hoping to explore those more, particularly through the research part of this project. We're going to have a roundtable on mobile devices where we will be talking to experts in the area to identify exactly where the vulnerabilities are with these devices. Some of it is, I think, pretty self-evident that if you are doing wireless technology, you need to be sure that information is protected. But there are also things that a lot of people haven't thought about. The ability for individuals, for example, to just bring a smartphone into the office and to use that as part of their daily work process. How do you deal with that? as a practice? Do you prohibit it? Do you allow it? Do you allow it with rules? How do you ensure that people are using those devices correctly? It presents a whole lot of new issues. You don't have people bringing in a desktop computer to the office to work on it.
So by the time you've convened your roundtable, what do you hope to have at the end of this process? Is it going to be a set of voluntary procedures that you hope folks will adopt, or are they going to be, you know, regulations that sort of implement HIPAA that will be mandatory?
We believe that the HIPAA privacy and security rules are in place. They set standards on security that apply to any type of technology. We are working very closely with OCR on this project, and the expected outcome of it is to communicate good practices to help people comply with existing law.
Now, one of the big initiatives in healthcare recently has been blue button technology, which is a secure way of letting end patients access their medical information. Can you envision maybe a kind of blue button technology for mobile devices for practitioners to use?
The marketplace is wide open, and we've seen a lot of exciting innovation in that area. So blue button type applications are probably on the future, just as lots of other things that we can't even imagine are.
What comes next for this program, for your research program? Give us a timeline of what you hope to accomplish.
We are having our roundtable in the first half of this year. And then we hope to make the materials available online at healthit.gov by the end of 2012. There's one last piece of this that I think that your listeners would like to know, that in addition to having the roundtable event, we are going to have a public comment period, which will allow the general public to comment on where they see the vulnerabilities and what solutions that they have found. We have found this process to be very useful in the past in gathering really useful information. So we would like everybody to be aware of that and to take advantage of the opportunity to give us their best thoughts.